Today's first reading comes from the 8th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And immediately before the passage that we heard at today's Mass, we can read that there was a severe persecution which broke out in Jerusalem, which sent many of the disciples fleeing the persecution, all the while the apostles remained in Jerusalem. And so it is, as we heard today then this morning, that the deacon Philip, fleeing out of Jerusalem, goes to the countryside of Samaria and preaches the gospel there. And there we hear that among these people who were traditionally loathed and despised in the culture and times that they lived in, among the Samaritans, they are willing and interested in listening to the word of God as it is preached by Philip. They are interested in welcoming this word into their hearts and ultimately accept and request baptism. And we're told that on account of this baptism of the people in Samaria, that the rejoicing in that town rose to a fever pitch, that their lives had been completely transformed by what they had heard about Jesus Christ and in being baptized into their life. From there, significantly, we're told that Philip goes and sends word back to Jerusalem to send for the apostles Peter and John, who come out and lay hands on the newly baptized so that they might receive the Holy Spirit. And this then is really a reference to the sacrament of confirmation, which has been bestowed upon them by the apostles Peter and John. In this pattern that we hear of Philip preaching, of the word being listened to, welcomed, and heard, of the faithful being baptized and confirmed by the apostles, what we really see then is the pattern of the church that is going to continue to this day. Namely, that there are those who preach and share the word of God. There are those who are called to listen and to welcome, to be baptized, to have hands laid upon them, to continue the same mission of Jesus Christ. And then they themselves become the ones who preach so that others have the opportunity to receive and listen. And all of that takes place through the power of the Holy Spirit, who we hear about in today's gospel. Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as being another paraclete. Paraclete or advocate means one who is called to our side. And so Jesus, in a way, is the first paraclete. He is the one who was first called to be our defender, to be at our side. He was sent by the Father. And now, in a clear reference to the Most Holy Trinity, the Father and Son are going to send the Holy Spirit to be another advocate, another paraclete, who can be at our side, who is going to be dwelling within us, provided that we keep the commandment of love to provide a welcoming and hospitable attitude toward the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. And He then will be our great defender and consoler, in particular in times of distress and trouble. And it really is then in the Holy Spirit that people are able to testify and give witness to Jesus Christ. Back in the year 2015, there was the very moving and remarkable story of 21 Coptic martyrs who were beheaded on a beach in Libya by ISIS. They were killed for being Christian, and the entire affair was broadcast, in fact, and on the lips of those who were being martyred for on account of their being Christians, they could be seen mouthing with their lips the words, "O my Lord Jesus." And this really is the presence of the Holy Spirit as an advocate at the side to give testimony and to console and to defend, not in the sense of being able to protect from death or from every evil in this world, but ultimately to protect the gift of charity, to protect the gift of faith, to give testimony to Christ, to successfully arrive at our heavenly homeland. One of the 21, in fact, who was beheaded that day was not actually yet a Christian. In fact, he could have had a way to get out of the scenario, but when he was asked about whether he was a Christian or not, he simply said, "Their faith is my faith." And he too, in that moment, became one who was giving testimony to Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Today's second reading from Peter tells us to always be prepared to give an account for the hope that resides within us. Tomorrow, May 18th, is actually the 100-year anniversary of the birthday of Karol Wojtyła, who of course became St. John Paul II, born in Wadowice, Poland on May 18, 1920, exactly 100 years ago. And John Paul II, Karol Wojtyła, was truly one of these people who was always ready to give witness to hope. And if anyone should have been interested in despairing or finding a reason not to have hope, in a way it would have been him. He was born in a very tumultuous time. He lost his mother at the age of 8, his only brother at the age of 12, his father at the age of 19. His country was occupied and persecuted by the Nazis before and during the Second World War. His country was occupied and persecuted by communists in the years that followed the war. And yet, in spite of all of this tragedy, and yet in spite of all the persecution and the horrors that he had to go through and that his country had to go through, he always was one who was witnessing to the hope that comes from a faith in Jesus Christ and from a testimony that comes from having the Holy Spirit as our advocate, as our defender. A testimony that says, whatever the powers of this world may do or strike against me, nothing compares to the power of God that resides in the one who accepts him in charity and is willing to observe his commandments as a sign of being in a communion of love with the Most Holy Trinity. So my brothers and sisters, in today's liturgy of the word, we really find at its core three key words: to listen, to welcome, and to love. That we would be people who listen to the word of God, who are prepared to embrace it, who strive to welcome it into our hearts and thereby also welcome the Holy Spirit, and to be welcoming toward other people, and then to go and live the love of the Most Holy Trinity in the lives that we share with one another and all those whom we encounter. And through the intercession of St. John Paul II, let us ask God for the grace that we would always be witnesses to the hope that resides within us in Jesus Christ. Amen.